welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd reach you?
Who'd have thought they'd reach you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot.
Hey,
we got him on the spot. Hey. Welcome, Walt. Welcome, Walt. Welcome, Walt. Welcome, Walt.
Wow.
Welcome, all Walt.
Right, that's enough.
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
I feel like he wrote it just for you.
Chris, you're listening to Comic Culture. Well, no, you're actually recording Comic
Culture.
The people.
I'm listening to it?
Yeah, the people are listening to Comic Culture. The radio show, The Champions, is the local comic book shop. We're broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU, McMaster Radio,
right.
Hamilton's award-winning radio station. Podcasting at getthepointradio.com and comicbookdaily.com. I am Walter DeRailia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, professor at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And we welcome everyone back.
Welcome. What are we welcoming?
Well, we've been away for a while.
Well, we were back last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Welcome back
again.
Back again.
Welcome back. Welcome again. Back again.
And as always, we're joined by our, what would you call him?
Faithful?
Producer.
Faithful producer.
Faithful producer.
He's
faithful.
You really didn't want to add that title in, did you, Chris?
He shows up whether he wants to or not.
He's just some faithful guy we found around the corner. You know, we invited him in.
Yep.
He works cheap, this kid.
Yeah,
Jackie
he really
Feldstein
does. Jackie
it,
Feldstein.
Yeah.
At your service.
Here I am. At your service, Chris.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, you know what? What should we talk about today?
Well, what we do, I know it's been a while. And last week, who can remember last week?
I try to forget it.
We always talk about comics that are hitting the local comic book shop. This radio show champions the local
champions
comic book shop.
Champions.
We encourage all listeners to head up to their local comic book shop and go in and, you know, help the guy out. Or
help
the girl out.
Help the guy out.
So what you do is you point out the voodoo that you do is you help point out comics that are hitting the stands today.
That's right. I do. I do
shop.
Do that.
You do do.
I do do.
All right.
All right. Listen. You know what? Let's have a quick sponsor here.
Salute?
No. Let's have a quick musical
later.
Salute. We'll do that later.
Okay.
What's sponsor for new this week?
All
you got
right.
One for us, Shek?
Chris, would I be doing my unpaid job well if I didn't have a sponsor for us?
Anyway, go on. Yeah.
New this week, brought to us by El Nino, paving the way to a wet and windy Christmas.
A wet and windy Christmas.
A wet and windy Christmas.
I think didn't you visit that bar once? The old wet and windy Christmas.
It just conjures up memories
yeah.
I don't want to
yeah.
Remember. Hey, I think what Shecky is wittingly alluding to
right.
is the beautiful weather us here in southern Ontario
right.
are enjoying heading into mid-December.
Yes. You know what? This time last year we had like 10 feet of snow.
10 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we got...
10 degrees of wetness.
That's right.
Which,
that's right.
You know what? I'm all for.
I think I saw that movie once.
10 degrees of wetness.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
I remember you lent that. I still have that.
Yeah, I don't want it back.
Okay. So what goodies have you picked for us this
week,
Chris?
We have Amazing Spider-Man, number 4. Now, of course, this is hot off the heels of Secret
that's
Wars.
Got, Sandman in it. Spider-Man, number 4.
That's the original. Original.
Oh,
this
original?
Is not there. No, the Spider-Man from 1963 is not coming out right now.
Okay.
This is the Amazing Spider-Man number 4. I don't know which volume this is.
I would guess 4.
You think so? Yeah, 4.
I would guess 4th.
Okay.
Volume.
Yeah. Fourth volume, fourth issue.
Right.
And this is so. Peter Parker, Spider-Man has gone global.
Which
he's
one?
Become.
Hold on. Who's Peter Parker?
You know. I feel like I'm working with amateurs here. So Peter
what do you
Parker,
mean amateurs.
Sorry. You know what?
Singular.
Death by numbers here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Right.
In case you weren't too sure about that.
Okay. Right. Okay. No, I think you're right. So I phrased the question wrong. Let me ask that again, so I look smart.
Yeah. Good
Who
luck.
Is Spider-Man?
Peter Parker.
Aha, now we are getting somewhere.
Easy there, Clouseau. Yeah. All right, listen. So Peter Parker is Spider-Man, and he's gone global because Parker Industries is kind of like Tony Stark. Peter Parker is now like an industrialist.
Oh.
And he's taken over the world.
Look at Peter.
Cutting edge technology. He always was pretty bright, right? Like he did develop his spider shooter
things.
Yeah,
but wasn't he always just a photographer?
That was his alter ego.
Right.
Right. He was actually extra smart.
Okay.
Extra smart.
All right, okay, yeah. I got
it. So anyways, there's a terrorist organization called Zodiac, and basically he is trying to thwart all of their plots and plans.
Good for him. That's time well spent.
So is watching CNN.
Yeah.
Or Biography or something.
Listen, Amazing Spider-Man, volume 4 or 5, number 4, available at your local comic book shop today.
You know, I'm going to keep going on with Marvel stuff. So we've got the next one I want to talk about is the Ultimates. So the Ultimates. Yep.
Wait a minute, Chris.
Yep.
Do they still make the Ultimates? I thought that was a defunct line.
Yes. You know, as my uncle used to say, you're half right but all wrong. Hmm. So
wise words.
Oh, there you go.
So you are correct. It was a defunct line. However, this is the Ultimates, but it's more like a bunch of heroes still now back in today's universe. Because remember, the Ultimate Universe collided with the other universe.
That's
so there are still some heroes from the Ultimate Universe. So
In now time. In now universe.
Right. So we've got Spectrum, Blue Marvel, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Ms. America. Wrong song. So they are going up against Galactus in this one.
Galactus,
yes.
Nice.
So of course,
he of the big hat.
He of the world eater, Galactus.
Ooh, yes,
so that's Ultimates number 2.
Ultimates number 2 is at your local comic book shop today. Head in and check that out.
I like the cover of that one. It's kind of like that Da Vinci. You know, the anatomical man thing, but it's with Galactus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Cool.
Like it.
All right, keep going, Chris. You're
next
on a roll.
Next, I'm on something. Hercules, number 2. You remember the old Hercules cartoon?
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah,
that was the second worst cartoon next to Rocket Robin
Hood. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, Rocket Robin Hood went for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
9 of them were commercials.
Yeah.
14 of them were repeating
the stuff that happened
in the 3 minutes of the actual movie.
That's right, yeah.
I don't think all those minutes add up to 30, but
I don't think so, no.
I think I'm pretty close.
Do you know, I think there's an episode of Rocket Robin Hood where they actually used the same backgrounds for a Spider-Man episode.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it's, when they went to, like, Dementia 5 or something like that, yeah.
So Rocket Robin Hood is out?
Rocket Robin Hood is out. However, Hercules is in.
Oh, I see. It's Hercules. I thought you said it was Rocket Robin Hood. You're confusing.
Oh, this is,
there's only one person in here confusing you, Walt. And it ain't him.
There's something out all right.
Okay.
So, listen.
Shecky, I'm just warming up here.
Yeah.
It looks like Hercules is here. He's battling people, but it looks like he's also
Wait a minute.
Okay. Yeah.
Revelation.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, beep. Hercules is battling people.
That's right.
Uh oh. Please, Herc, don't hurt
him. Okay, but hold on a second. Hold on. I opened up the first 5 pages of this, and not only is he battling people, he also looks like he's helping people move. So he's carrying, like, dishwashers and washing machines.
Nice.
So, you know what? That's what I'm trying to say. He's battling people as well as being a friendly neighbor.
Being right, okay.
You know? Yeah. And
who's to say he's not robbing them, Chris?
Well, it's a great point. But it looks like he's actually trying to help people out and doing stuff.
Doing stuff. Yeah. Look at Hercules.
It's not a very exciting book. What do you want from me?
Hey, Hercules, what number is it?
32, I don't know.
32. Or number 2 is available at your local comic book shop today.
Chris has the foresight to know that he's making it to 32. That's what it is.
I'm saying that book isn't very exciting. Who wants to read about Hercules helping people deliver things?
All they need to do is take upon Hercules the likeness of Kevin Sorbo.
Uh-huh.
And they'll get to 32.
Well, right on. All right.
And if they want to get to 132, they'll have to go more Arnold.
That's very true. Very true.
Yeah. Hercules, this would be scene 3 of Hercules in New York. Stay in the chopper.
Did you ever see that Hercules Goes Bananas?
Yeah, it was with Arnold.
Yeah, with Arnold, yeah. That was like his first movie, I think.
I think so, or something like that. Yeah. It was a high quality.
Oh yeah,
entertainment.
Yeah.
Much like this show.
Hey, look where he is now.
Yeah. Look at what we have to look forward to.
Yeah. Oh dear. Okay. So listen. Next thing I want to talk about here is DC.
DC.
Star Trek and Green Lantern, The Spectrum War.
Wow.
So they're touting this as the crossover event of 2015. Huh. So now, of course, our friends at DC and IDW have decided to collaborate and come together. Now, this is the new... Don't get so grabby with the hands. I know you want to look at the books. This is the new Star Trek. So it's not like... Kirk, well, it's Kirk and Spock, but it's not William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy.
It's Bill Pine,
Chris Pine. And
so he's the Captain Kirk.
That's right. So it's all those guys, and they're going up, and they're teaming up with the Green Lanterns, and right now they're fighting the Black Lanterns. So lots of stuff going on in that one.
Very cool. I kind of like this crossover, Green Lantern and Star Trek.
Yeah, it's neat. I like that idea. Yeah, I like
it. Me too.
Yeah.
All right, that is Green Lantern and Star Trek.
The Spectrum War. What is it again?
And it's number
one
six.
More time.
It's number six of six. Apparently, Chris, you picked one that's already finished. So,
well, you know what? In case now people can look forward to the trade paperback.
And they can head into their local comic book shop. Check that out.
Yeah. All right. So
check it.
Check, baby.
1, 2, 3.
Next up. Batman number 47 by our good friends
Brian Michael Bendis.
No, when has Bendis ever written Batman?
Well, he might have started in that issue. I don't know.
Is it Art Balthazar?
No, he's a good guy too, but yeah. No, it's Snyder and Greg Capullo. So they're the ones who did
the big Capullo.
The big. I think you should tell him that next time you see him. Yeah, hey, here's the big Capullo. So
what'd you say? What'd you say, Fatso?
John Snyder and Greg Capullo. They're the ones who, of course, did the Court of Owls and they reinvigorated Batman. Yeah. Anyway, new storyline here.
Oh, is it the start of a new storyline?
I don't know about the
don't worry
start.
About it. About it. Either you know it or you don't. Okay. Part 7. Oh, okay.
It does. It's actually same 7. Oh, it does. Same 7, yeah.
It's a brand new storyline 7 months ago.
Yeah.
And it is available at your local comic book shop today. And your local comic book shops love Batman because Batman rocks at your local
and
comic
see,
shop.
Now
because of that, they'll probably carry the 6 previous for the storyline.
Right,
so you get
right.
7 all at once.
I think that, see, this was just my ploy to getting people to come in to your shop and trying to buy all 7 issues.
Mm.
See, I'm doing it.
Buy 7 issues and ploy.
The old 7 issue ploy. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Chris, keep going. You're enlightening us beyond measure. That's what we give, Shecky.
It's
pertinent, up to the moment information.
Yes. Yeah.
We're on the cutting edge of informing the listening audience.
Talking about you got a beekeeper who thinks he's a radio host, yeah?
I got okay. What's this one here? I got here. Journey into Mystery 187. I've heard of this before.
Yes, that's the one with the Enchantress.
Yes. All right.
What do you got there?
Walking Dead number 149.
They
now
still
this
make that?
Oddly enough, they still make it. The show is still going on.
Yeah.
Show is still popular. The comic
Zombies
is still
have
popular.
Not run their course, eh?
They have not.
What is up with that?
But you know what it is? It's not.
What is it?
It's not. It's not just about the zombies. There's more to it than zombies with this show. It's all about, or with the comic, it's all about the personal interactions.
Soap opera. Right.
Soap opera comic book zombies. So Walking Dead number 149. I like this issue because it's got Robert Kirkman and Charlie Adlard, who are two of the original creators of the book, and so I do like that idea.
Wow. You know, they should make a Days of Our Lives comic.
Would that also run on for like 50 years? Or
why not? It's a soap opera.
Why would anybody ever want to read a Days of Our Lives comic?
Why are they reading Walking Dead?
It's a great question.
Right on.
Great
question. Walking Dead number 149, available at your local comic book shop.
All right. Finally, let's end this misery here.
Please.
Abe Sapien, number 29. By Mike Mignola, Scott Alley, Max Fiumara, and Dave Stewart. This is, of course...
What issue is that, Chris?
number 29.
Oh.
Abe Sapien.
Right, okay.
And this is, of course, hot off the heels of, you know, the Hellboy franchise that Mike Mignola is, I'm sure, making lots of money
hot
on
off
now.
The heels, Shecky, of that movie about 17 years ago.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot.
I mean, this is fresh stuff here.
Scorching.
Yeah. Issue 29.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
When did the Hellboy movies come out? 1978, I think. No?
Yeah, yeah, right before Star Wars did.
Right,
yeah, that's right.
It's frozen over, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, those are fantastic, Chris. Now,
and
they're all available at your local comic book shop today. But I can promise you, the listener, that they'll actually be cool new books at your local comic book
unlike
shop.
The ones I talked about?
Above and beyond the ones Chris
you know, you do
here.
Have one that's cool and new that is coming out tomorrow, or today, rather.
Today, yeah. I have a new one from Image. It's called The Violent, written by our good friend Ed Brisson.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Ed, yep. Ed, who goes to formal functions in T-shirts.
Nice,
that
as
Ed.
He should, as he
yeah,
should.
I like the sound of that guy.
Yeah, and it's an Image number one, guys, so it's, you know, always a cool investment. And the reason I picked it this week, I have a little bit of a secret.
Oh, what's that?
A secret guaranteed money-making if you want to make a quick 250, 300 thou.
Yeah.
Big B Comics on Upper James in Hamilton.
It's for sale.
Today.
Oh.
yeah. Is got Adam Gorham signing today,
okay.
Wednesday, from 4 to 7.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
support the release of Violence number 1.
Nice.
So what you do is you go in to Big B.
Yeah.
On Upper James.
Yeah.
In Hamilton.
Yeah.
And you pick up 30, 40 copies.
Okay.
And you get young Adam there to sign them.
Okay.
And you run home, you throw them on eBay.
And you're going to make $200,000 doing this?
Give or take a couple
$200,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hey, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
That is very true. Right. Very true.
So that's my investment pick of the week, with a caveat. So go out and support your local comic book shop. Check out the new this week section and try something you haven't tried before.
Sounds good. Right. So, better words have never been spoken. All right, let's have a quick...
Gee, tried that on your wife the other night.
let's have a quick musical interlude here, and then we're going to come back and maybe talk about comics or maybe just, you know...
Get into a fight.
Get into a fight. What do you got hooked up for us for there, Shecky?
Little Krantz for us.
All right, thank goodness.
Yes, and I believe that was the great Willie Dixon on bass.
Oh, he's great.
He is great.
Yeah. I have no idea who you're talking about, but he's great.
It probably wasn't. But
yeah, that's all right.
Anyway,
that's
love some Krantz. Thanks, Sheck.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, which takes us into what we've been told is the best part of the show, Actually, that's true. That's not true. Most people say the end is the best part. Texas Industry News, and Shecky has a sponsor.
Absolutely. Industry News this week brought to us by Hellboy, The Wonder Years, One Shot. Coming hot on the heels of that Hellboy movie franchise.
Hot off the heels.
Hot off the heels.
All right.
All right.
What do you got for us there, Walt?
Well, listen, we thought we were talking about this earlier, Chris, you and I were talking about kind of that what's going on in the movie world right now, where we're sitting with all the comic properties.
Right, yep.
So that Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 2 collection just
came
out.
Okay, yep.
Which is a collection of... I think we went through it before. I think we got it wrong. There's Cap 2, Iron Man 3, Avengers 2,
Ant-Man. Yep. Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say that one?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, okay. But I didn't say it the exact same way you said it. And in it, I guess, if you buy it, they include a featurette about what fans can expect in Phase 3.
Oh, interesting.
Films, including Doc Strange, which
stars Cumberbatch,
and it's so you get a cool little, I guess, I don't know,
vignette.
What do you call it? Yeah,
vignette. Do you like that?
Yeah. Is that what that word
is? Sure.
Okay. So, and that's cool. And I guess I don't know. Obviously, some previews to other Phase 3 movies, including the Black Panther, including the next Avengers, including the next Captain America, and stuff like that. So.
Nice.
I don't know. Now, you're a movie consumer. You've probably seen all of these.
You know what the problem with this is?
What's the problem?
You know what the problem with this is? These kind of things tick me off.
They do?
Yeah. Because you know what? As a fan of...
Let it out, Chris.
I'm getting sick and tired of these Marvel... Sick of tired. Uh-huh. I'm getting sick and tired of these people. They put out all these movies, and then they put out a box set afterwards with extra things. Now, I've already gone ahead and bought all these movies as they come out.
You've already blown your
wad. I've already blown my wad on these things multiple times, not only in the theater, but also in the store, right?
Yeah.
So two wads blown.
Oh, big wad.
Big wad.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, you know, in the store, that wad, it can accumulate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unless you
went swimming first.
That is very true. Yeah. Very true. So you know what? I get tired of the fact that I've already spent my money on these things and on buying the individual movies, and now they want me to go ahead and buy a box set. And the people that buy the box set, they get extra
goodies.
Stuff.
Yeah.
When I've already supported them all the way through,
that's
and then, you know what
you're
I get?
Spent.
You know what I get? I get nothing.
You get nothing.
Nothing. Never got a dinner.
Never got a dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what they should do probably is
listen to me for
listen
one,
to you and send email you the. Vinaigrette.
Yeah, exactly. The vignette.
They should email you that.
Featurette.
Say, hey, Chris, thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing. Yeah, that's right.
Well, anyway, so it's another cash grab, and people are buying this thing up, and some people are buying it up for these little
vignettes.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. You're helping me out with
this story a lot. Yeah, I can see that.
So then we want to move on to. Thor Ragnarok.
As a new screenwriter.
Yeah, they have a new screenwriter, which tells you what? That the old one sucked?
You know, that's a great question.
Yeah. Because the release date on this is July 2017, which is a year and a half.
Yeah, long ways
away. Isn't it kind of, well, not really if you're still in writing phase.
I suppose you're right.
It should be filming by now.
Yeah, well, I don't know about now, yeah. Maybe, I don't know. What's it to you? What do you want from me? What are you looking at me like that for? You know,
I'll just back right off.
Yeah,
it means they'll probably be filming in like the spring and early summer of this coming year.
Look at producer here.
I know all about movies.
Usually
the
filming is in the ideal time, like that year before, especially with all the CGI and whatever.
Uh-huh.
I just find it weird because the first two Thors were November premiering films, right? But now it's the middle of July, which means it must hold a really big, the Marvel Cinematic, like the whole...
Yeah, they're scheduling everything based
on like this
plot.
Is going to have a lot to do with a lot of things, and part of that I read is Hulk has a big presence in this
Hey-ho.
Film. Like this
That's
film
right.
isn't just going to be a Thor standalone to kind of do his own story. This is
cool.
going to bridge a lot
so,
of gaps with
so
the whole Marvel universe.
So what you guys are saying, there's nothing to be concerned about of
no,
about
I don't
chain.
Think so.
No.
I don't think so.
This is all good things, maybe. Like they're going to make this more impacting.
Fair enough.
Impacting.
Okay,
yeah.
and then
Impact.
We have the Black
sounds
Panther.
Sounds like my colon.
Excuse me? Gene colon?
Gene colon.
When he writes, he uses lots of colon.
He drew Dracula, by the way.
He did. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, the Black Panther solo film has found a new director in Ryan Coogler.
Yeah.
Well, they call him Rye.
According to
at the office.
Oh, back at the office. Right. Yeah. Right.
According to Variety.
Right.
He did what? Creed.
Creed. Yeah. So which is the Rocky franchise movie?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently. A couple other people were also considered, but this is going to have a guy named Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa, the Black Panther.
That's right.
And the character is actually going to debut in the Captain America Civil War, and that's coming out May of next year.
So everything's, I guess, moving along.
Yep.
Black Panther,
that's right.
Film has a director.
Yep.
And this guy, obviously, what I like about it is this guy has got good reviews for Creed.
Yes.
Creed is a good movie.
So it's interesting to note. So Shecky started saying, you know, how Thor Ragnarok is going to have the Hulk involved in it,
uh-huh.
and Captain America the Civil War is going to have Iron Man and Hawkeye and Black Panther and all those guys in it.
Yeah.
But Thor and the Hulk are not going to be in Captain America.
Right.
And all those other guys are not going to be in the Thor movie.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah. I like how you did that.
So
yeah.
Yeah. So they're really, I think that they're just making a way to split them.
Well, they have to because of contracts.
Yeah. Right.
Movie. So if you sign an actor... So you got a guy scheduling all this, right? If you sign these actors, hey, we got this guy for six films. As my friend says, six films.
Films.
So uh-huh. if you got this guy for five films and this guy for six films, and you have a project that involves 14 films.
Right, right.
Then you got to plan. Okay, we got this guy, then we got this guy. We can't blow the wad, all of them on one, except for the Avengers.
That's right.
Thing,
no, that's right.
So
that's right.
I'm sure that's what has to do with it. Now, I'm wondering. This is what I'm wondering.
What's that? What are you wondering?
You know how they're coming up with Doc Strange?
Yes.
I'm wondering Doc Strange. Then you're going to see, I think you're going to see the Hulk appear in the Doc Strange.
You think so?
For sure. Because then you're going to probably end up having the introduction of the Submariner into the movie franchises.
Okay.
And then you're going to eventually have a little Defenders thing happen.
You think so?
I think so.
But here's where I think you might not be entirely right about that.
Right.
Because
that would be the first time.
Yeah.
Because Marvel is banking on creating a Defenders show out of their Netflix series. So they're going to have Daredevil, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones, and eventually there's going to be a Defenders show after that. I believe they're trying to get all those characters together.
But when you think of Defenders, you think of the Hulk, you think of Doc Strange.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
So,
Ghost Rider.
Yeah. Submariner.
Submariner.
Yeah.
I agree with what you're saying. However, I don't know if they're going to do that. And does Marvel even own the rights to Submariner anymore?
I don't know. Fantastic Four?
Yeah,
no,
I don't know.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Anyway.
Anyways.
Right. So that's a little bit of a movie roundup.
Movie roundup. All right.
We'll flip over to TV.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
And,
speaking of Iron Fist.
Yeah, speaking of Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, we talked last week a little bit about the Jessica Jones.
Yep.
Shecky, I think you watched a bit of it, and you said you liked it, right?
Yeah. I'm up to about the first three episodes or so. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't know if it's going to parallel Daredevil good, because Daredevil's great.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
a lot of people said it's just as good or better.
You know what? It's the same thing. It's the same gritty Hell's Kitchen,
yeah.
down in the dumps,
yep.
living in the
yep.
slums sort of thing,
yeah.
but different. Like, it's
right.
the same lifestyle sort of thing, but very different ends of the spectrum.
Now, you saw in the one episode you were telling me about earlier, you saw Luke Cage.
Yeah, yeah.
So now Luke Cage is up next, and now they've the announcement that Scott Buck is the new showrunner for Iron Fist.
Scott Buck.
Scott Buck. Buck.
Right.
Yeah, I like that name.
Yeah.
Scott has always been
Get
one of my
Scott
favorite names.
Buck on the case.
Scott Buck. So within what? Maybe 2 years, we're going to have four concurrent TV shows. The Daredevil, like you said before. That'll be cool. That'll be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's ever been done before, where you have on TV, on a station, like in the old days it used to be NBC, ABC,
yes,
where you had kind of, you know, Columbo and McMillan and wife going at the same time, but then they cross over into each other's shows
to
help solve crimes.
Yep.
That's
yeah.
never really been done before.
Mm-hmm. No.
And this is kind of exciting. I'm kind of excited about this. because you get to see it more often.
Yeah, and you know what? That's actually starting already in the Green Arrow and Flash TV series.
Yeah, yeah.
They've had a couple crossovers in that, and I know with Supergirl, I think they're hoping to kind of get that in as well. But I think that's a different station, but it's still the same writers, same producers, and everything. But you know what? It's a great time to be interested in comic book heroes on television. There's lots going on. There's Daredevil, Jessica Jones, all those three I just mentioned. They're trying to revive the John Constantine Hellblazer TV show that didn't do very well.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, they want to have a Punisher TV series come out eventually with the guy who was originally from the Walking Dead series. So you know, there's lots of stuff coming out, lots of great stuff happening in comic book TV land.
Yeah, we've covered movies, we've covered TV, and there's a lot of exciting stuff. Hey, guys, I'm going to hijack the show a little bit.
Uh-oh. I don't know. Right.
Would you?
Right.
And I want to talk a little bit about, and we think we should, every show up until Christmas.
Yeah.
Is a little bit about, you know, Christmas time.
Oh, okay.
A gift giving.
Is this when I get my bonus?
Yeah, that's when you get your bonus. And the local comic book shop about it being a good, viable place.
Right, absolutely, yes, for sure.
And I guess the best way to put this is popular culture now is so... One of the main ingredients of pop culture is comic book culture.
Right.
You know, it's obviously not the only one. The gaming culture is very influential and stuff, but definitely comic book culture is very influential in things that people are interested in, whether it's a comic-themed video game, whether it's another product. Comic books and comic book characters are heavily licensed into products that people want.
Right, right, yes.
So you want to pick up a Galactus beer opener.
You got it, yep.
Spider-Man pajamas.
That's right, yep.
You want to pick up. And so I was on the internet, and there was a list of all these great properties that have worked.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so I know the guys down at Marvel.
Right. I know. You're good friends with them.
Good friends with them. And I emailed them and go, guys, listen, I love that list that you guys compiled of, you know, the successful brands
products
that you licensing through. But I go, how about things that didn't work? That probably doesn't make
I bet there's a lot the of news. Those. Yeah, I bet there's a lot of
so
those.
So they go, well, because we like you and because we listen to your show.
Yeah, okay.
We'll send you a list. And I got an email this morning.
Oh, that's nice.
There's an email this morning of Marvel properties that they tried to license.
Okay, yeah.
And they gave the licenses away, but they somehow didn't work.
Oh, okay.
So basically the people lost money.
There
was one they tried, Squirrel Girl brand of roasted nuts.
Oh, you know what? You'd think that would have gone well.
Yeah, and you know, you'd think, because it's like, you know, it's a good match, but
that's
it never went anywhere.
No, that's a shame.
Ant-Man male enhancement pills.
I can't believe that didn't work.
Yeah, you know what?
Hey, that's right.
Think,
powerful like an ant.
Yeah. Dr. Doom dry cleaning. Hello? This thing on?
Okay, go on.
I don't know. His cape is always pretty clean.
Doesn't he have, like, isn't he kind of like, you know, armor? Okay, all right.
Listen, I just got the list.
You know what? These are the ones that didn't work.
This one's that didn't work, obviously.
For obvious reasons.
Deadpool floaties.
All right.
Yeah, so.
What's a floaty?
Water wing?
Oh, right. Yeah, that's nice.
There's history around floaties.
Yeah.
You know, they have rubber ducks and they have little things. There was one, they wanted to license Deadpool. Somehow it didn't work. It didn't sell.
Because it's in a pool and it's...
I don't know.
Oh, okay,
I'm not
right,
sure.
Right,
hey, listen, I don't know anything. I just got the list.
Okay, I get it.
Okay. They had the Ray-Ban tried a Daredevil brand of sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's just wrong.
It didn't work either. Purina tried a Kitty Pride kitty litter.
Oh.
And it didn't sell.
Yeah, I said it was always phasing right through. That was the problem. It never actually clumped properly.
Well, pretty well. It didn't coagulate the way it should. This one was sad. I wish this one worked. Victoria's Secret tried a bra line, the Juggernaut bra line. and that didn't work.
I don't know how that could fail.
Why would that not have worked?
I don't know.
High expectations.
High expectations.
Yeah, true enough, eh?
Juggernaut bra line. Okay. I have to check that one out. I'm gonna email them back saying, "Hey, try that one again."
Yeah.
Bullseye condoms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, never, probably, I guess, yeah. maybe, you know, a yeah. lack of faith, no, maybe, I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, it's true.
There was a sexual...
A what?
A sexual lubricant line.
Oh, boy.
From a stag shop. It was called Thor.
Yeah. is that because he has the mighty hammer?
No, Chris. Never mind. Oh. If I got to explain it to you.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Tell me later. Tell me later.
And there was the a whole, like, you know, the educational system is really good, especially kind of private education.
The
Dumb Dugan daycare centers did not fly.
Oh, you know what? I bet. It's because he smokes cigars.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the smell?
This is the smell.
Right.
Yeah.
And
something's smelling
well.
Right now.
This bit is smelling. Anyway, they gave me a whole list more, but I could tell that you guys couldn't take it.
You know what?
I would have invested at least a few thousand dollars in a few of them.
I'm telling you. The Juggernaut raw line.
By that, I just mean I would have paid for the models to come in and test the product.
That's right.
And film it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Chris, did that, I got to ask it, though.
Oh.
Did the Ant-Man pills work?
So, Marty, any music? For the next musical interview?
I could scrounge up some music for you there, Chris.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, okay.
What you got for us?
So for you there, Ant-Man, I mean, Chris, I got a little bit of something coming your way.
All right. I don't want to hear it. Probably just a little bit.
Oh, I mean a big bit. Sorry, I didn't want to go there.
It's too late, yeah. Yeah, okay. Sensitive.
Call the roll, call the roll, call the roll, call the roll, call the roll. Justice League of America.
Superman.
Here.
Aquaman.
Here.
Wonder Woman.
Here.
Flash.
Here.
Metamorpho.
Here.
Plastic Man.
Here.
And Batman.
Here.
Yeah, here they come. Hey, look out, chum. It's the Justice League. The Justice League.
Superheroes all always on the ball. It's the Justice League. The Justice League
takes big trouble with a capital B. A super colossal calamity. A tremendous, stupendous catastrophe. To bring them all out swinging. And when they're swinging, man, they're bringing big trouble with a capital T. For any super enemy on Earth or in space or land or sea. Hey, do they put on a show anywhere the four winds blow? When they get the call, watch them go. The Justice League. Yeah, the Justice League. Oh, the Justice League.
Nice.
And I think I mentioned this before, but that was recorded at the YMCA.
I think so, yeah.
And
yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful song. Hey, I got to do a quick shout-out to a dear friend of the show's, John Bitterman.
John Bitterman, oh, yeah.
John Bitterman emailed me.
Oh, okay,
saying,
yeah.
Saying, where the hell are the shows?
Right, very
so
true.
So we haven't been doing a few
no,
shows.
No, we were a little,
so
little bit.
We apologize, yeah, yeah. John Bitterman, because there's nothing worse than a bitter Bitterman.
No, it's very true. Yeah. Very true. However, if you want to get into the Bitterman fan club,
uh-huh.
or Bitterman club,
right.
Being a bitter Bitterman is probably the best way to get in
to
there.
To get into
yeah,
the club.
Yeah. So
right.
It depends on your point of view.
Yes. You know what? They have a secret handshake.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
No.
Ooh, ah, wah. Ooh, wah, woo, woo, wah.
I can't even explain
think,
the motions he's trying
think,
to make with his hand
I
while
think
he says
Walt
that.
Just... I'm not too sure what's happening here.
No, I think I stole one from the water buffaloes is what I did.
Yes, I know you did. I know you did.
I think you had a
from
brain
old,
clot.
The old Flintstones.
The old Flintstones.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Shecky, do we have, can we continue on with?
Man, I hope so.
What's
Walt,
this one? What's
Walt
this
was suffering from dipsy doodleitis.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Hey, dipsy doodler. This part, second part of industry news,
mm-hmm.
brought to us by Star Wars The Force Awakens, which was guaranteed to have no Jar Jar Binks, and so it is guaranteed to break all box office records for a long time.
Oh, nice. I'm sure it's going to do that anyways. Yeah, no problem there.
Until Avatar
hey,
comes
did you get along. Your, did you get your tickets yet?
For what?
The gun show. No, I mean Star Wars.
oh, you.
Are you not even going to bother
nah,
seeing it?
No, I'm going to wait until it comes on video.
Video, like VHS?
Like VHS, yeah. Betamax?
I love it.
It's waiting for the movie to come on CDs.
What a sap.
Yeah. I'm going to walk down to my local Blockbuster and pick it up.
Yeah. No, you're going to get...
I'll reserve it for the Friday night it comes out.
You're going to get every dollar out of your pocket and throw it at Disney like every other decent man Schmuck. Should.
That's right, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, no, you know what? I'm going to stay away the first weekend. Unless, like, of course, somebody steps up and gives me a free ticket.
I'm not inviting you, no.
Yeah, sorry, we're sold out.
And I'll just wait probably till week two.
All right, that's fair. Yeah.
So let's talk, Chris, about we initially.
Yes.
Slow down. Breathe.
Use your words.
Yeah. Initially, we talked about movies.
Yes, we did.
Films. And then we talked about TV.
Yes, we did.
So let's bring it all back to comics.
All right, let's do that. Okay. I like that idea.
And so I'm reading that Marvel is thinking about bringing the Civil War miniseries back.
So, okay, here's the problem that
here's
I have
the
with this.
So,
here's the thing.
Civil War, good idea. Uh-huh. Some people loved it.
Yeah.
Some people hated it. Depending on your point of view. I know you probably liked it from my... comic book shop standpoint.
Yeah, but I actually read that one, and it was pretty good.
Okay, fair enough.
What side were you on in the Civil War?
I'm always on Captain America's side.
Yeah, Browner.
I know, right? Yeah. I know. What side were you on?
Captain America.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you.
you know what? Here's my problem, is that it seems like all too often Marvel is going back to the well to come up with to reuse the same ideas... Again and again.
You hit the nail on the door, Chris.
Right?
It really did.
Right? So, yeah. The Secret Wars, been there, done that from before.
Yeah.
Twice before.
Secret Wars, I know.
Now they're going to do Civil War 2.
Civil War 2.
Yeah. Actually, Civil War, Secret Wars, they did even more than twice. But
right.
Anyways.
No, you're right. And the Marvel had, over the last half a year or something, some other kind of reoccurring 80s thing. I forget what it was exactly, but it was...
They also had...
What the heck was it called?
In the Secret Wars, they had all these offshoots where they had...
Onslaught? Onslaught?
Yeah, Onslaught. They had, like, the Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah,
they had all
Age
these
of
things,
Apocalypse,
But
yeah.
they were all tied in from the Secret Wars, because all those different titles were like tie-ins from like the other lands, they'll call it, other time periods.
Right.
So, when's this going to stop? Are they going to stop?
I understand what you're saying, and I guess what you're saying is that we've reached a point where...
There are no good stories. No good stories anymore.
We're not telling new ones. We're not making new canon. We're not making new history. We're reliving past successes because the chances of a small built-in following to begin with,
right.
Some notoriety to begin
right.
with. You know, the formula for making a bigger movie and having a larger audience is better than trying something brand new.
Right.
You know, Dark Knight 3.
And Dark Knight 4 is coming out.
Yeah. I mean, so there's Miller and whoever it is, spending their time. I mean, you look at poor Spielberg, and they're not poor, but I meant poor artistically,
I guess.
Even guys like Harrison Ford, they're consumed. Their time is consumed with Indiana Joneses and Star
Wars
and things like that,
yep.
right? Because they worked... So rather than take on a role of a mature 70-year-old man,
right,
this poor schmo's got to take on a role trying to be like a 45-year-old adventurer.
right.
I see
what you're saying. And you know what? I understand that there's a love of old characters, especially the 80s was a time period where brand new iconic stories and ideas were coming out. And it seems like there's not a whole lot of that stuff happening right now, especially in the comic book universe. But I shouldn't say that. It's not coming from the Marvel and the DC universe.
Yeah.
We're getting it from, Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. We're getting it from, dare I say, books like Crossed, which is it's
terrible.
Saga. But at least they're new and they're different, right?
Okay, well, let me ask you this then.
All right.
The good of the many outweigh the good of the few, or whatever the heck. I butchered that line.
Probably, yeah.
So my question to you is are guys like Spielberg and Ford and whoever, are they martyrs to the fans? My point is are they giving the fans what they want and not taking what they want? These guys don't need any more money.
Are they giving the fans what they want, or are they just trying to take more money?
I don't know if they need any more money.
Okay, but when it comes to Marvel,
Spielberg need more money.
Okay, but when it comes to Marvel, though, let's
Lucas need more money?
No, he's done with Star Wars, though.
Okay,
like, he sold it all,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
But, like, when it comes to comics, though, it seems like there's not a whole lot of new story arcs coming around. Now, is that because people don't want to give up the characters that have been around for 60 years? You know, is it difficult to come up with a new story idea for somebody like Batman, who's pretty much done it all and seen it all?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that is the dilemma, right? The dilemma in comics is these guys are trying it with Image, where they're making a splash with a new property. Because if you're a writer like Capullo and the boys, they're doing something basically that is really, really hard. What they're doing is the hardest thing to do.
Right.
Basically, they're stepping into a character like Batman, who's had, you know, I'll say a dozen fantastic creative teams over the 7 decades that he's been around. And they have to, like, hey, you know, it's like, you know, I don't know, in Woodstock or whatever it was, where they were arguing on what act is going to follow what act.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, hey, you know, and they wash their, hey, follow me now, kid. You
know?
And they're supposed to go in and step in and make just as good a Batman as, let's say, Miller did or whoever before him did.
Right.
And it's hard. So, and the thing, though, is each creative team has to come in. They have to kind of reinvent the character. They have to kind of start over again.
Right.
And it kind of shows the resiliency of superhero characters.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
In a way.
But now, getting back to what you're saying about the...
I was saying something?
Yeah, like the Spielbergs and those guys. Like, Spielberg himself, I mean, he does all kinds of other movies besides, like, Indiana Jones stuff, right? Like, so I can't say anything for him. But, I mean, he's going to come out with Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. And he actually even said, you know, the first 3 movies I did for me, this one was for the fans.
Right.
So he's completely pandering to the fans. They know he knows the fans want to see another story with Indiana Jones and Marion. You know, so I get that part.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just seems like the DC and Marvel, they just keep on rehashing the same old, same old.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong. But you know what? How long is it going to be before we see, 2099 again? Or, you know what? In Secret Wars, they were bringing in characters from New Universe.
Yeah.
So, like, Starbrand and those characters. We're now in the Secret Wars. You know, it's like... I don't know. Just come up with new characters.
Let's revive Atlantis Attacks.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Or
Acts of Vengeance.
You know?
Yeah, fair enough.
Is Ghost Rider going to become the hot new character again?
I don't know.
Or is it going to be, like, you know...
Chris, these are weighty, weighty
I don't
questions.
Know. I'm just saying. Like, it's hard to weigh in on this stuff.
It weighs on Chris's soul as well.
It does.
I think what he needs is something to soothe the soul.
Soothe the savage beast.
Whoa. I don't know if I can do that for you today, Chris. Let me play
just
a little
try
music,
that.
Though.
Try that Thor ointment.
Yeah.
Let me play some music.
All right, let's see what you got.
Blasting off on a desperate mission to save Earth from the evil plottings of the tyrannical space lord, Ming the Merciless. Dr. Hans Zarkov and Dale Arden have joined me, Flash Gordon, on a fantastic journey into worlds where peril and adventure await us.
And that's the end of that one. Listen,
abrupt.
I want to talk about. I know you brought up Christmas earlier.
Christmas,
and I want to bring up an idea that I'm not too sure is a good idea.
I got an idea,
but
that I want to share. You don't like it, so what? I don't care.
Oh, was that Flava Flav?
No.
Who was that?
That was all me.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I hear that one.
No wonder I wasn't recognizing it. Anyways, I want to bring up an idea that I don't think is going to sell very well. However, it's good for the comic collector who has it all, which I think is very apropos for Christmas time coming in.
Apropos? Explain that one to me.
Appropriate.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Are you writing this down, Shecky?
Write that down.
No, I'm not.
Write that down. Okay. It's like Van Wilder. Write that down.
All right.
You know, worrying is a lot like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do for a while, but doesn't really get you anywhere. Write that down.
This is good. It's like I've climbed the mountaintop.
You steal your bit somewhere, he steals your bit, but neither of you know where from, so it doesn't matter to either of you.
All right, listen. So, you know, there are a lot of comic book collectors out there who have a lot of comics.
Yeah.
And these comics need to be stored appropriately so they don't get wrecked and
properly
damaged.
In a dry, cool climate.
Exactly. So,
in Mylar material, archival.
Preferably. Yeah. Do they ever use polypropylene and all that stuff anymore, all the old comic book bags? And
I mean, we slip it to the customers when they're not looking, when we get them
nice, for free.
But don't tell them.
Okay,
then.
I won't.
All right.
So a company that already does, comic book boxes. They already make comic book boxes.
Uh-huh.
They've come up with a series of designer comic book boxes, which I think is not a bad idea.
This is a brutally terrible idea.
I was trying to be nice.
This is like beyond bad.
Okay, so
this is the only. Go ahead.
Listen, so you know what? It's not a terrible idea. However, the first licensed characters they're doing or licensed properties they're doing is not a good idea. So they've decided to have a designer comic book box with, you know, printing on the outside, like a graphic on the outside. The first one is going to be from the Dark Horse series, Ghost.
Right?
So
I'm
Ghost...
I'm looking at the picture you gave me here, and it just looks...
Ghost is a character, like a shapely female, all in white, and it's a not very well-known character. I guess if you've been around for comics for a while, you might know. The art is by Terry Dodson, who's a phenomenal artist.
Yeah.
The design is printed on a short comic book box.
Uh-huh.
So there's going to be printed comic book boxes with licensed designs. However,
Here's the thing. Your comic boxes, where do they go?
Right.
They go in a closet.
Yeah.
They go in the basement.
Nobody
behind
sees them.
Stuff.
Yeah.
They go up in the attic.
Yeah.
You squirrel them away. You know what? The reason why graphic novels work is you can be proud of that Dark Knight Returns, that beautiful spine,
the
artwork on the spine. You put it up on your bookshelf.
You look
in
at
the
it.
Den.
Yeah.
You look at it. You pick it up. You read it.
Right.
Who the hell looks at their comic books? They got them in these boxes.
Yeah.
They're shoving them in closets. They're getting yelled at by their wife or their,
or gotta
their
get
husband
rid of that crap.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Got to get rid of that crap. And comic books,
you're
monthly
right.
comic books,
yep.
We've always said this, have a shelf life. They have a shelf life of
yep.
4 months, and then they just be kind of, you have to find somewhere to put them.
Yep.
How many comic boxes are in storage lockers?
Oh,
right.
I can tell you how many I had in my storage locker
right.
until
and
I sold
friends
most
of ours that
yep.
had in their
yep.
storage
that's
lockers,
right. Yep.
right?
Yep.
But how many, I don't know, Mouse graphic novels
oh.
are on bookshelves?
Right, exactly,
right.
yeah.
So,
yeah.
so... Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm going to, rather than spend $6 on a box, you're going to spend $15 with a picture of Ghost on it so you can put it in a storage locker.
Okay, but maybe the idea here is,
uh-huh.
that you can store these things out in the open and not be ridiculed for
see,
what you're
now
having.
You're getting somewhere. Then
right?
The only way they're going to work then is they have to be pieces of a puzzle.
Right.
They have to be like a set of seven of them that has like the letters B-A-D-I-D-E-A could be all in a row, like for bad idea.
It took me a minute to say what you were doing there.
Chris is
like
B-A-D-I-D-E-A. Or you know, like make them look like Legos or something.
Right, or
like
something,
that.
Yeah.
Brutal, but like, I don't know. I just think it's just a brutal idea.
Or why not?
You got a better idea?
Hear me out. Well, no, hear me out.
Oh, I'll sit professor over here.
Yeah, hear me out.
You know.
So the problem with this box,
What's the problem with the box, Chris?
Problem with the box is that there's the graphic is on the side. right? Yeah. It's not on the end. Nobody.
Nobody looks at the side.
Nobody stores the comics
yeah.
so that the sides are viewing.
Right.
You store the comics so you can pull them out from the handle.
That's
so you
right.
you see the end.
That's right.
So
it's all about the end.
It's all about the end.
Uh-huh.
So what they need to do? They need to come up with some sort of. First of all, what they need to do is come up with some sort of graphic iron-on type thing or sticker.
A sticker.
Right?
Perfect. Sell stickers.
You sell stickers that you put on the end of the box.
Yeah, but you say this is for comic boxes only.
Comic boxes only.
And not you on say, your binder.
Yeah. No, not
and
on
it's
your
not
binder.
Just for 8-year-olds,
yeah.
you know. It's for grown-ass
men. That's grown-ass
men.
You know, you
honey,
have a,
come
you
to
have
dinner.
A, for,
oh, Mom, put my stickers on.
Yeah, for a guy, you can have a stickers of like. Like boobs, juggernauts.
Sure, whatever. Yeah.
And then you put them on the front of the box.
Right.
And on the back of the box, you put, you know.
The bum.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
So that way it's color coordinated.
Color. Not anatomically coordinated, but color coordinated.
Or that. That's what I meant.
So, yeah.
Right.
So, but, okay, but here's the thing.
Uh-huh. Here's the thing.
So you could.
Here's the thing.
You could. If licensed properly,
uh-huh.
you could have a variety of 1,000 different stickers that you can print off at home. You buy the paper,
yeah.
the special paper. You go to the website. You print it off at home. So you have, if you're a Batman fan, you can have, you know, 100 different Batman images
yeah.
In your 100 boxes of comics, right?
Here's what I think. Much like this company is, we're wasting yeah. too much time talking about the stupidest thing. I've ever heard of something. I mean,
you
I mean,
wait.
Some of, hey, listen. I mean, you know, the Ray-Ban Deadpool. No,
Ray-Ban
Daredevil.
Deadpool.
Daredevil glasses are a better idea than this crap right here.
You wait. You somebody's going to listen to this, and they're going to be making a fortune off of this.
Squirrel Girl's roasted nuts are a better idea than this.
All I could think of was when you were talking about color coding boxes, and I was. I thought we were still talking about juggernauts, color coding juggernauts.
See, Checky's on the right path here.
I'm just saying.
And you know what? That's like a hims hers thing. You know, women get the juggernaut decals.
Uh-huh.
Guys get the juggernaut.
Get the Ant-Man decals. The Ant-Man decals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well.
What's in that box? Well. Anyway.
Let's. You know what? I'm just saying it's a possible idea.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't say it was a good idea.
Yeah. All right, let me know how that.
Yeah, I won't be investing in that Kickstarter.
All right, do we got time for more stuff?
No, we've run out of time.
All right, well, hey, listen, please, everybody, go out this Christmas season and support your local comic book shop.
Yes,
there you're going to find a lot of unique pop culture gift ideas at your local comic book shop. You might not find it at the mall,
including
comic book boxes, and if the proprietor is worth his mantle, he'll draw something on it. Whatever you want. Hey, you know what? We're thinking it all wrong.
Oh, are
if
we?
This thing, hey,
yeah.
back it up. So if this hits and we
yeah.
want it to hit,
yeah.
we're going to, the next big thing at cons, forget about sketch covers. You're going to see grown-ass men carrying empty boxes.
Sketch boxes.
That's right. Yeah. Can you draw the nativity scene
hey,
on there?
Don't you, hey, well, you've seen a few sketchy boxes in your time, haven't you?
And that's our cue to end the show. Comic Culture is produced by Checky Feldstein. We're on 93.3 CFMU.
Probably
Radio.
Not for much longer.
Check us out at getthepointradio.com and comicbookdaily.com, where you can scroll down to the comments field and just let us know what you think.
Please go out and support your local comic book retailer. Have yourself a great day.